The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Faith Center Ministries, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Now it would mean a lot. There's so much I can do with the same little spot. Whatever is the cost, I would not hesitate. Now wouldn't it be great to get peace of that real
estate? Listen here, miss, I heard you selling. I want to buy a piece of your land. I ain't got much money, I's a hard working man. You got the property and I like just what I see. So could you ease up on that price just for me? She showed me one little piece, it had a couple sprouts, but that ain't nothing much that I have to worry about. I'll just clean it up, I'll pick up every twig, I'll take out my shovel and
man, I'll start to dig just to get this real estate. Now it would be there's so much I can do with that same little whatever is the cost, I would not hesitate. Now wouldn't it be great to get peace of that real estate?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous, it is truly a gorgeous Monday afternoon, live and in full effect. So wonderful to be in your company today, guys. I hope you tuned in. Hope you picked up your newspaper. Check out exactly what's what. Front page right here in the Guardian newspaper. Party's trade blows by-election November 2022. November 22nd, Grant now says he has a plan. Praise God, it seems like the party came around him and said, here, say this. No. We're going to have a good... We're gonna have a good conversation today, ladies and gentlemen. Be alive and in full effect, being able to do these things. Before we do that, let's continue to thank the persons that continue to be able to support us. They are AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, right down there, number 407 Blue Hill Road South, just east of the Golden Gates Shopping Center. Tell Ethric Bro, you can get your insurance and get all these great packages that they got going on down there. Please be a part of that as we creep into a next month. Today is October 30th. So I know if your birthday is in November, if your birthday was in October and you was kind of just drifting, trying to make something happen, make sure you go down there and take care of those things. I want to be able to thank those persons for being able to support us. Also, as we come to an end of it all, I want to be able to thank Bahamas Bus and Truck for being able to support us as we went on our little trip over to China. They are absolutely amazing in what they do. Make sure you go down and check my friends out. Ben Aubrey over there at Bahamas Bus and Truck. He'd be more than happy to assist you getting your new ride. I don't know if you can do it now in preparation for 2024 or whether or not you're just going to step into the thing in 2024. But just get yourself prepared to know exactly what you're going to be able to do and move into those areas. And also, I think yesterday was the last, iteration. Yesterday should have been the last iteration. Pastor Hervis Bain would have been able to speak yesterday on Let's Stay Together. Remember, I told you about this life-changing series that's being done over at Bahamas Harvest Church. Absolutely mind-blowing series for all those persons who are married. If you're thinking about getting married, if you want to renew your vows, if you want to be able to strengthen your relationship, if you want to understand not just the physicality of relationship and the physical aspect, if you want to be able to understand something a little deeper, understand the spiritual aspect and the responsibility thereof, make sure you check out this series. It is absolutely mind-boggling. I see my wife keep trying to hold my hand now. I try to tell her, listen, baby, you need to calm down. It's a lot. You're doing a lot, right? But I want you guys to check that out. Make sure you check it out. It is Bahama Harvest Church. You can go check them out on their Play Store. Check them out on Facebook. You can be able to pick up the sermon notes and all the information over there with the great pastor, none other than Pastor Mario Moxie and his beautiful wife, Erica Moxie, being able to do those things and put it together for you. It is absolutely gorgeous, man. I want you guys to be able to also, if you have an opportunity on a Sunday and you want to be able to find a place to worship and impartation, 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. and 12. All right? So you can be able to find out that information from them, and we can be able to do that. Well, guys, now that we get everything out of the way, I want to be as decent as possible. If you're checking me out, if you are one of the persons who actually follow me on my WhatsApp, and you're part of the group, you know that I blast something last night, and I have none other than the vice chairman in the studio with me today, Don Sanders from the Free National Movement. I am excited to get in this conversation. I don't think we should waste any time. I think we should dive right into it. As we are in the thick of an election season, let me let him introduce himself to the listening audience. Say good afternoon, my brother.
Good afternoon. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Mr. Grant.
Absolutely, my brother.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Don Sanders, Deputy Chairman of the
Deputy Chairman.
Yes. With responsibility for New Providence, as you know, we have two deputy chairmen, one with responsibility for the Family Islands and one for New Providence. So I'm privileged to be able to serve, continue to serve my party in this capacity. As you said, we're gearing up for a victory in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And I'm happy to be a part of the team that's assisting our candidate. And I think who will be the next member of parliament for West Grand Bahama and Bimini, Ricardo Grant, son of the soil, a community leader, and someone we're very, very, very happy to be a part of his team. And he a part of the Free National Movement, willing and able to give back to his community in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. So it's a pleasure to be here and to have this discussion, this very lively and timely discussion with you with regards to the election and any other questions you may have for me.
I want to tell you, but so you know, you sat with me many times, and we've always tried to take this course. I try to take a specific course of action. I like to be able to have a well-rounded conversation that at the end we can come to a consensus and leave with a very clear understanding, right?
Yes, yeah.
So at the onset, I want to take it from a past. The Free National Movement has had significant turmoil in the organization over the past, I want to say, a few months. Since election, there has been sort of a tussle. Whether it's pronounced or otherwise, there has been information that continues to be able to leak out as to the concept and idea of leadership. I feel like that has come to, or at least subsided for a significant time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, there has been sort of a brewing now of Garden Hills, more specifically. Most recently, we would have been able to see a position that you would have been able to take in terms of your capacity in front of the Free National Movement headquarters to talk about some of the issues that exist in those particular spaces. Talk to us about what's happening on the inside of the organization.
Well, I could say this, and I could say this without any doubt, and I want the Bahamian people and specifically FNMs to know this, that the Free National Movement is a very, very strong party. We are very, very much united, notwithstanding what you may hear from a specific grouping and within the organization. Like any other family, there are inside disputes or challenges, but nonetheless, we are still a strong organization. As you rightfully said a few seconds ago, the issue relating to that person's had in their minds about leadership, et cetera, that's basically gone out the window. Yes, you have some factors or some persons in there that might, in my view, intentionally trying to keep that at the forefront. And they know that's a juicy little thing to keep the Bahamian people talking about the FNM. But I could say without a doubt that we in FNM, we support 150% Michael Pintard, our leader. The council supports him 100%. The executive supports him 100%. Our association throughout New Providence and the Family Islands support him. We see that in the numbers when he became leader in the convention, and we continue to see those numbers, in fact, in my view, increasing. With regards to Garden Hills, and I said at that particular press, I wouldn't call it they came out there. Some members of Garden Hills, I asked some executive members of Garden Hills if they even knew most of those persons, and they said 90% of them they didn't even know, except for the chairman, I think his girlfriend, and one or two other persons. They didn't know these people. These people never really came to the meetings.
These are the people who picketed.
Yeah, they picketed. You could rent a crowd any day. You know that, Grant. The point I'm trying to make to you is this. Our position in the party was that we would help Garden Hills with respect to some issues they had, and internally, the council of the party made a decision, and I said that on live on TV that day, that we would assist them in having their elections in December,
mm-hmm.
And the process of that of the election process is to continue. The chairman of the association, unfortunately, believes that as chairman, he is the dictator of the association. And I say that without any fear, because that is what 90% of the executive of Garden Hills is saying. So he's trying to make decisions without consulting the executive. As national deputy chairman with responsibility for that constituency, I would have stepped in, and the majority, 90% of the executive, is online in line with me and in line with the chairman and in line with council. And so
which was in line with
the constitution. Yes, this gentleman is saying that he is the chairman and he shall be responsible for calling the meetings, but that doesn't mean that you could decide which date you want to have the meeting. You could decide who wants to speak without consulting with your executive. And that's just something we tried to preach to him over and over again. Garden Hills constituency is a franchise of the Free National Movement. The overall leadership of the party has the ultimate responsibility for that association. And if we see that we need to step in to assist that association, we do so, especially if we're getting that request from 90% of the executives. And 90% of the executives is in support of the advice that we're giving them, and they support what we're trying to do for them. Say for one person or two persons who looks like they intentionally want to bring this unnecessary and untimely publicity to the association and to the party. And so I cry shame on him that night, and I cry shame on him and those who support him today. Garden Hills is a strong association. That meeting that he spoke about was well attended by the members of the constituency and the executive, except for him. The meeting was very educational. Our former chairman spoke. Everyone was happy, except for him, obviously. And we can continue in that ride. We're going to continue to work with Garden Hills. We can continue to work with all of our associations. And I want the Bahamas to know, yes, you may have one or two persons out there spilling out these bad news, but don't believe that hype. The Free National Movement is strong. The Free National Movement is united. The Free National Movement supports its leadership, led primarily by Michael Pintard and the chairman, Shannon Donda as our deputy, and we will continue to grow these associations. We will continue to work with these associations, and we will continue to show the Bahamian people that we are prime, we are en route, we are planning, we are so ready to be able to take over the leadership of this country and to govern this country once again in the next 2 years.
The first time we would have heard about Garden Hills coming to the forefront about any indifference is when there was sort of a split in the media. This spilled out in the media. They're saying our business, but when it comes out in the media, then we have to be able to talk about these things. And me in my position, and many persons in this particular capacity, we dissect this. Now, Garden Hills, when we initially found out this information, sought to be able to invite former leadership. Now, when this was a transitionary period, we tried to figure out, from an external standpoint looking in, what's happening in the organization. Now, like I said at the onset, it seems as though that issue had been suppressed for a little while. And I have to use those strategic words, suppressed, because right now, in the midst of a by-election where there needs to be unity and all hands on deck to ensure that we could be able to find victory as the Free National Movement, you as the Free National Movement, to find victory in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, despite the fact the distance that exists between the islands. The unity needs to be there, fortified, and encouraging persons and all your cousins, auntie, cousin, friends, and so forth and so on, to support Bishop Ricardo Grant in that particular capacity. Yet, we are still seeing this sort of a tumultuous situation exist, not in Garden Hills, but in the front of the Free National Movement constituency headquarters. Talk about.
No, as I said, you know, I don't think it's, you use the word suppressed. I would say that we have moved on. We understand at the particular when at a particular time when that issue started in Garden Hills, there was still it was fresh, kind of fresh out of convention. There were some persons who were still not happy with the results from the leadership convention and from the general convention we had, and unfortunately they took out of context what our intentions was at that time. Our intentions was to try and to not cause persons to be having that division in their minds as the Michael Pintard, Dr. Minnis. And while you had some persons who was trying to still push Dr. Minnis at the forefront, we were saying, listen, right now we're trying to focus on building the associations, getting persons in these associations to speak about current affairs. In fact, that particular meeting, I invited the executive of Garden Hills to come in because they were having some internal challenges, and I was supposed to speak. And I told the same gentleman that I wish to come in, that leadership has invited, they want me to come in to discuss some issues relating to the Constitution and how these associations should work and how we could mediate some issues. But he himself again, not getting the advice from his executive or other members of the association, he made that decision and he was sticking with that decision. And so that blossomed into this big thing about leadership and whether we don't want Dr. Minnis to speak at meetings. That was never the intent. If you want to have Dr. Minnis speak at a meeting, you can have him speak. But if the leadership is requesting you at that particular juncture, to be in line with the plans of the party, try work with us, you know. And when you step out and try to do whatever you feel like doing, disregarding the leadership of the party and disregarding your own executive, then that creates problems and that spilled over to the public. And so again, we have gone beyond that. We've gone past that. Obviously, that chairman is still upset. He still thinks that he's the dictator of the association. And in fact, he, you know, I noticed that he keeps hopping down at Dr. Sands. Dr. Sands, and I'm going to say this, he should be thankful that he's still there because of Dr. Sands, because there were some things happening within an association that if it wasn't for Dr. Sands' grace and the leadership grace, he probably wouldn't even be there. Don't call and don't have his people call, because I will say, right? So he needs to take Dr. Sands' name out of his mouth, because only him and the one or two persons around in his household has an issue with what is going on and what the leadership of the party is doing to assist Garden Hills.
Does the Free National Movement feel as though they have a hold on this situation? Because it seems as though you are doing your best. You got one foot in Nassau, and you yourself would indicate to me that you just came out of Grand Bahama on the rally stage to be able to talk about what's happening in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
We are focused on West Grand Bahama and Bimini. We are praying that this thing is behind us now. As I said, the meeting was successful. We have crowds and families and community leaders, churches in West End and Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama and Bimini, who are more, they are more interested in hearing what our message is, with the party's messages, and more specifically with Ricardo Grant's messages. We were able to have a very successful rally in the alley, we call them. It wasn't a rally, because I see some people saying comparing the crowds at the PLP event and our crowd. We weren't having a rally. We were having a corner meeting, a meeting in the alley, and so we had a very very good turnout. Very good turnout. We had very good speakers. I was privileged to speak at that event and to share and to remind the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini that New Providence and the rest of the Family Islands, we're there with them. We are there to be a part of their team. We had a good team came from New Providence to support the team on the ground in 8 Mile Rock as we went through the communities in 8 Mile Rock Saturday. We went to two churches in 8 Mile Rock yesterday.
And we were well received. The leadership was well received. Pastor Grant was, Bishop Grant was well received. And we shared with them Ricardo Grant's vision for education, his vision for community development, his vision for sports and youth, his vision for the environment and infrastructure and economic development. And so he was able to once again speak. I see the headline saying he now has a plan. Doctor, I spoke to Bishop Grant prior to that interview whenever that this whole thing arised. He has a plan. He always had a plan for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Now, he at the time wasn't maybe, and he probably at that particular time wanted to say, and I think it's taken out of context, that, hey, I have a plan, but I'm out there trying to listen and be able to hear what person's interests are in the community.
Ricardo Grant was on the ground for 6 months before. While Obadiah Wilchcombe was living, Ricardo Grant was on the ground making assessments of what needs to happen. Mm. Then he got the position. And the very first thing that we heard from him is a lack of plan. Now, after the information comes to the forefront.
I wasn't a lack of plan. I think he said that he wants to continue to listen and hear from the persons before he put out his plan. And some people do that. I mean, now the plan is out there. And these are plans in terms of education. You would see that he is talking about ensuring that the completion of the Holmes Rock Junior High School, a new primary school in Bimini, increasing persons' opportunities in vocational education, right? Those are things that Bishop Grant was speaking about and sharing prior to that interview. He's talking about community development, you know, ensuring that their housing plan, there's a housing policy that West Grand Bahamians and Bimini persons from Bimini could benefit from, ensuring that they are aware of the social services benefits and assist them in getting those benefits. One of the things I saw walking around 8 Mile Rock and West End this weekend, unfortunately, there's still serious need for social service assistance, for infrastructural development, particularly as a result of the hurricanes. And so
the hurricanes of 2004.
Yeah. As I said, unfortunately. And you've had successive government.
Don't bring up a real conversation.
No. And you've had successive government. And so, yes, but he is interested. And that's why he was on the ground. That's why he was assisting prior to getting a nomination. And he's going to up that in terms of his assistance. You know, obviously, he's always been into young people as a pastor. And so he's making this transition now where he's going to be even more influential in making sure that, you know, sports and youth development is priority for his when he becomes a member of parliament. We're talking about actually a multi-purpose gym like what we opened, the Free National Movement opened in South Andres. We're looking at, and he is adamant about this for young people, making sure that state-of-the-art facility is built. And so, and then we could go on about the environmental issues. I mean, plans, the infrastructure. There are still street lights, potholes throughout communities in 8 Mile Rock and stuff. I couldn't believe it. And he is, as a son of the soil, he don't just fly there. He lived there, right? So he is excited about that. And I know persons might have taken what he said out of context, but this is a man who has a plan, who had a plan, and who's in the position now to make sure that those plans come to fruition.
Well, I want to talk more about these plans, about these concepts, about what's happening on the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to open up the line so you can be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-431-6, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. We're here live and in full effect, having great conversation with none other than Don Sanders, Deputy Chairman for the Free National Movement with responsibility for Nassau. We're going to have a good conversation. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
At Wendy's, we are different. We don't just use beef. It's fresh, never frozen. Our burgers are square because we never cut corners. Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese. We believe in fast food done right. Always serving fresh, never frozen beef. Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple. Made with fresh, never frozen beef. Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
We've been with you from the very start, leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences.
Nassau, Bahama. Time. June.
from one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports.
You've tried everything. Aces with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here on this beautiful Monday afternoon, having a great conversation with none other than Don Sanders, who's the deputy chairman of the Free National Movement. We're just going to be talking these things. Now, all this week, I suppose you kind of geared up for it. We're gonna get into politics, right? So I think I got Obi coming in this week. I'm sure you look at me when I say Obi. You know, I don't mean Wilchko. All right, Obi Roberts is gonna be coming in. He's vying for a position in the deputy position in the PLP, and also we're trying to confirm Robin Lines, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can be able to get the chairman who's vying for another opportunity, another go at it. Fred Mitchell to be able to come in here. So we're looking to have good conversations. But today we're talking with the Free National Movement. And I want to get a sort of a view of what's happening on the ground in 8 Mile Rock. Now, the advantage that I have, Don, and I think you know this, the advantages that I have is that I born and grow in 8 Mile Rock all my life. West Grand Bahama, I know this thing like the back of my hand.
And your political roots there too. And it's
political, spiritual, and everything else. I get everything in West Grand Bahama. So when you start to talk about some of the issues that exist in West Grand Bahama, these are issues that existed prior to my mother vying for a position in 2007. These are issues that have existed where we've heard one administration after the next make these relentless and perpetual promises for reformation, for growth, for change, for an opportunity for people to be able to move towards progression. And it has not happened. Unfortunately, for one reason or another, it has not happened. And the closest that the people of West Grand Bahama have been able to come is with this sort of an idea that the proximity of leadership can afford us an opportunity to get some things happen. And that is why, in my view, humbly, there was significant support for Obadiah Wilshka. There was an expectation or a hope, a quiet hope, that Pakisha Parker could make some reformation, some changes, and some inroads. That did not necessarily happen or pan out the way that it happened. Talk to me about what the expectations are for Bishop Ricardo Grant in the event that he is successful at the polls on November 22nd?
I think, just before I say that, I think David Wallace, Pakisha Parker, Edgecombe, I think they did a very good job in West End, in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Obviously, Pakisha in particular would have had some challenges during her term. But, you know, she would have invested, and when I look at her history, I saw, you know, and we know that she would invested over $1 million in road repairs, $6 million, and I think lots and lots of small businesses were able to benefit. There was a lot of infrastructural developments done under her term. And then education, she was able to make sure that residents there were able to participate in some of the policies in terms of education, free university. You know, the university is there in Grand Bahama. And so she did her part. Unfortunately, you know, we had the challenge of those 4 years of the hurricanes and then COVID. And so that would be fair to her. But the reality is that Bishop Grant is in a position now to move forward and build on that. One of the things that we hear a lot on the streets in West Grand Bahama when on the weekend, and I'm sure it's similar in Bimini, that for the last 2 years there's really under the late Obadiah Bilscom, with all due respect, that there wasn't much done on the ground. Hey, I love Obi. I think he was a wonderful guy, good colleague. But the reality is, this is what we heard, that there wasn't much done. All of that talk about what they're going to do in Grand Bahama when they take government, the airport is still not repaired, the hotel is still not sold. There haven't been any major projects in Grand Bahama that's benefited the people of Grand Bahama and West End in particular. West End still doesn't have the wall that's protecting them from the sea, and this is one of the things that Bishop Grant spoke about. What in his plan he's talking about, and he wants to make sure that there's established a sea wall that there to protect the residents. That there's a fish fry type thing like what we have down here in Nassau, where persons could come and really enjoy the atmosphere in West Grand Bahama and West End. He also wants to open. He's going to advocate for the reopening of the West End Airport, which we are sure that would bring economic and infrastructural development to the community. The environment, and we talked about this many a times. West End is prone to for some reason, I guess that's how close the community is to the water, to hurricanes and weather, bad weather. And so one of the things you want to do is make sure that there's a multi-purpose hurricane shelter built there. We talked about renewable energy and how we could ensure that solar lights are installed throughout the communities. So you drive down West End. You're an 8 Mile Rock boy. When you drive from 8 Mile Rock to West End, it's dark. People are afraid to drive. There's no reason why, given the technology we have, given the time that both successive governments had, that we couldn't fix that. And this is something that Bishop Grant has as a priority, right? He's interested in economic development. You know, he mentioned during his speech that he wants to ensure that there's a Chambers of Commerce in the west part of Grand Bahama and Bimini. And so banking, there's a lack of bank. I was trying to get to an ATM machine in 8 Mile Rock this weekend. The one ATM machine there obviously was overused and it was empty. So he wants to make sure that a banking, a financial plan comes where a bank or credit union is in West Grand Bahama. And so these are very important things to stimulate the economy. Airbnb, he has a plan where he wants to encourage Airbnb and businesses and assist persons in being able to facilitate tourism growth in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Bimini is doing very well in terms of tourism, but we want to bring that same spirit, we want to bring that same economic growth in West Grand Bahama. And so when we look at Bishop Ricardo Grant's plan, and we were on the road this weekend sharing that plan in his pamphlet, it's very simply put on the plan. We have a number there, 727-2362. If you have any questions, you could call and we could expand on those plans. But I think with Bishop Grant, who like yourself is an 8 Mile Rock man, he understands what is needed. And I think he has the energy. He has the support of the persons who would back him. He definitely has the support of the Free National Movement. And we're going to make sure that the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini benefit from his leadership. And as I said, we talked about the sports. We talked about the community development. We talked about education. And these things are very dear to him. And when we continue to go into Grand Bahama, when we continue to go into Bimini, we're going to be able to flesh these out, to be able to get ideas from another ideas, you know, because this is not something that's written in stone. But we want to be able to build on these ideas.
I'm listening to you, and I am really trying to get a well-rounded view. You know, I know Bishop Grant very personally. I worked with him for a number of years, very closely in his church, at Universal Household of Faith. Mm-hmm. And so I know that he has a great deal to offer from a spiritual standpoint in terms of being able to pour into persons. But I want to talk to you about this because these plants are kind of cookie cutter plants, that can be applied to any and every constituency for growth and development throughout the length and breadth of the country. There is a lack of development of the great deal of our family of islands, and West Grand Bahama has fallen behind significantly as a result of the hurricane. Despite the years of development that would happen, they fall behind significantly. When we start to have this kind of a conversation about what existed in 2004 with Hurricane Francis and Jane, we're here almost 20 years later, still talking about what needs to happen in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. These roads, the lights, for instance, that you talk about, that existed there for some 40 years. I have never, ever seen a light, never, going up to West Grand. In fact, you cut your light off on that road in the middle of the night. You can't see your hand. Never. But it's the exact same issue when you're going up to Cooperstown, Abaco. It's the exact same issue. So I'm saying to you that these cookie cutter plans that could exist in almost any constituency, it's just, it seems some generic approach to talk about and to satisfy the ideas or to appease the people who desire a true course of direction for their community, their constituency. But I want to talk about the intangibles. I want to talk about, especially Bishop in his particular capacity, with the ability to be able to speak into people's lives and help them develop spiritually and otherwise. West Grand Bahama has been broken for a very long time. Very long time. And I'm not just talking about infrastructural development. I'm talking about the people with an idea that they need to be able to get up and move towards something again. Mm-hmm. They haven't been doing that. Have you seen that on the road? The brokenness that exists in the constituency?
Yes. I mean, as I said, I mean, there's obviously the infrastructural issues, and obviously there are young persons, and we spoke with a lot of them. That's one of the things that I said earlier, and I want to repeat it. And this is why I think Bishop Grant, Ricardo Grant, is the better choice, the best choice, because he lives that. He lives that. And he understands that not only from the pulpit, but from on the streets and when he meets people and he lives around these people. And so, yes, there are, I agree with you. These are existing problems for several years in this constituency. But this is the new opportunity with a man who's focused on the people in this community. And as his motto says, we focus on you. We understand that. But if you look at, and I say this with all honestly, if you look at our track record, the FNM's track record for family island development, there's no reason why the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini should not be confident that with a Free National Movement MP in Ricardo Grant, and with our spirit and our attitude towards family island development, that some of these things that you call generic will be done. If you look at let's look at North Andres, for example. We spent, I think, millions of dollars in North Andres. I'm only using that for an example. Two or three bridges we built down there that was necessary. Those old built bridges. Miles and miles, hundreds of miles of paving of streets and lighting in North Andres. And I could continue going on. So we have a record of delivering on our promises for infrastructure development in the family islands. Now, from a more personal spiritual perspective, we want to raise people's, particularly young persons, spirit and attitude towards financial growth. That's why Bishop Ricardo Grant wants to make sure that this Chambers of Commerce is established. He wants to work with young people to make sure that those opportunities that exist in the government for small business development and grants are had by the persons of West Grand Bahama and Bimini. So that's going to be, as I said, a focus, young people and being able, there's opportunities out there. The problem is that for so many Bahamians, because I served in government, and so I know these things, but it's a lack of information. And I know we advertise it, we tell people, but it's a difference when you're on the ground and you can share that information with them and say, listen, we will help you. Bishop Grant, he has three headquarters in Grand Bahama right now. You come in, We're going to talk to you about how you could get those grants, how we could assist you in starting your small business, how we could assist you in putting together groups, that investment groups. And that's something that we have committed to work with Bishop Grant with and the young people of Grand Bahama and Bimini.
I'd like to hear more about that. I want to know about technology. I want to know about the incorporation of youth. I want to know, because a lot of these, like I said to you, I'm not going to pull back from that. These are cookie cutter concepts of politics of yesteryear. This is not a progressive concept about where the constituency, the community needs to go for tomorrow.
No, no, wait.
And I have to comply and agree with what's happening in the newspaper. When Bishop Grant first came out, he did not have a hard and fast concept, an idea, a grip hold on some of the issues that existed in this particular constituency. I couldn't grill him because he lived far from me. But the truth of the matter is that the information that comes out is hard to digest. Now, I may feel, based upon his relationship, based upon the spiritual elements that exist in our community, he may have an upper hand in this. But that's no reason that some of these issues may not necessarily be dealt with. I want to be able to deal with that. I want to talk to you about that because I think that the Free National Movement, over the course of the past two election cycles, have identified voices from the pulpit and placed them, and placed them in strategic positions to be able to lead with the influence. Now, I like this. They're saying, well, this is your strategy. I'm not going to fight you for your strategy. But the fact of the matter is that it is not necessarily leading to growth and development in the constituency. It is just like this reverence that both the FNM and PLP is showing to Bishop Ricardo Grant. The first thing that Chester Cooper would have said is that, listen, touch not God's anointed. We are a spiritual people. Now, I don't know if this was the FNM plan to put him out there and say, hold on, they can touch the bishop like that. Let's put him out there. But he is being toasted and roasted significantly on social media for affiliations, for prospects, for allegations, for concepts and ideas. And these are the people that are ingesting this information who go into the vote to the polls on November 22nd. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that with transparency. I want to talk about that to find out whether or not this strategy is really being able to assist the Free National Movement to find victory, not only in on November 22nd of this year, but definitely in 2026, all right? So again, let me take this commercial break, get to this, guys. The lines are going to be wide open. Let's be a part of this conversation to talk about what's going to be happening, because this may be a microcosm of what we're going to be able to see in 2026. Quick commercial break, get to news, and then we're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBE. T. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, The Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at The Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Monday afternoon, October 30th, live and in full effect here, kind of chopping this thing down with none other than my good friend Don Sanders from the Free National Movement. He's the deputy chairman. We're having conversations about the Free National Movement, far and wide, what our expectations are. It's going to be in West Grand Bahama and Bimini as a result of the by-election. And I'm going to get into some conversations about the expectation for 2026. Now, when we left off there, I wanted to kind of be as transparent as possible. I just try to be decent. I try to be decent. Let me tell you what. I feel like everybody's kind of tipping over eggshells, like tipping toe to have a conversation for two reasons. One, the first reason is that the death of Obi Wilshkim has led you to a position where you want to be able to pay homage and respect to his life. That was what he has done for the people, but it kind of takes away from the position of being able to say what he didn't do. Can I say that? Is it okay to say that? Is it okay? Our culture has placed us in this kind of a position where we want to pay homage to the life that was. The superstition, the decency in us. Our grandmother continued to talk to us. Now, hold on, baby. You don't say them things with dead people, Jesus. You want him come for you tonight? Our decency has placed us in this position where we don't want to talk about what the former member of parliament in his particular capacity for West Grand Bahama and Bimini and West End more specifically has done or has not done in 17 years. That's placed us as one. And the second thing, we're tipping around eggshells from the government standpoint, at this administration standpoint, the PLP standpoint, because they don't necessarily want to infringe upon the caller and the call that is Bishop Ricardo Grant. This is a nuanced thing because we don't play politics like this. We put it on the table and we talk with transparency, growth, and development. Now, with the greatest degree of transparency and respect, I said that both political organizations have done absolutely nothing as it relates to progression and growth for what needs to happen and should have happened for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. That's one. Secondly, I am, and I've said this, I am indifferent with a bishop in this particular position. I ain't fighting you. We can talk about this, Dawn. We can talk about this. I am indifferent with this because when I left off, I wanted to know whether or not the Free National Movement seeks to use the voice and the congregation of leadership behind the pulpit and place them in the position of politics so it makes it sort of an easier transition as opposed to identifying the talent that exists in those constituencies and the community. I want to talk about this, Dawn. I want to be able to have a transparent conversation. And I don't want you to think I'm picking on nobody.
No.
I'm just looking at the layout. From you had Miriam Emanuel, you had Darren Henfield, you had Michael Pine, you had Vaughn Miller, you had so many pastors. You had Jasmine Darius. You had so many pastors on your slate in 2017, is this what we could be able to expect from the Free National Movement going forward?
With all due respect, I mean, I don't think I don't think pastors or spiritual leaders presence and involvement in the Free National Movement is any type of strategy. I think our process of electing or getting candidates is being litigated out in the public on many occasions. We invite persons who are interested in serving the country, persons who share our values of the Free National Movement, and those persons place themselves before us and the community. We make a decision as an organization as to having regard to the association, having regard to what the community is saying, and having regard to our internal policies and culture within the Free National Movement. If you happen to be successful in being selected, and if you happen to be a bishop, a deacon, a apostle, a Sunday school teacher, then so be it. Because I believe that, and we believe this, and this is something that the bishop in the pastor Burroughs, I think he is at Calvary, spoke of yesterday in church, Calvary in 8 Mile Rock. He spoke about it, that there's nothing wrong with spiritual leaders being involved in politics. I think, in fact, it brings benefit to the governance of the country. It brings benefit to the party. And so, yes, we've had, and so have the Progressive Liberal Party. They've had reverends and spiritual leaders a part of their leadership and their candidacy. And so this is nothing strange to the Bahamas. We are very religious Christian country, and so a lot of our leaders, community leaders, will be pastors and spiritual leaders. And if they come to the forefront in politics to be able to assist their country in the realm of governance and policy making, then so be it. But no, I don't think it's a strategy. We just be being blessed to have some good.
Oh my leaders. God, that's heavy.
No, we've been blessed. We've been blessed to have an individual like Ricardo Grant, who's been making an impact on the ground in West Grand Bahama, to be able to come to the forefront. As you said, he's been on the ground for some time, talking and learning what is necessary to develop West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And so, yes, and I'm sure he's a big old grown man. He's a big old. He understands the difference in his position now as a political figure versus being a spiritual figure. And I don't think that they're necessarily exclusive. Yes, he does. I mean, he does. And when you listen to
everything that I've watched, as in terms of his posture from the podium, says to me, Pastor. Well, says to me, Bishop. Say to me, politician.
Well, that's not going to change in the next, it should be two, three weeks since he's gotten his nomination. That's not going to change overnight. It might necessarily have to change in 100% in totality. But yes, he's going to have to make some transitions and still have. And I think it's a good thing that he's able to keep his values and so forth in place. Because that's important for leadership.
Praise God for his optimism.
But no, I'm telling you. And talking with him and being on the ground with him, he is able to get down and say, listen, I I'm not preaching to you. My values are intact. My Christian values are intact. So when I tell you that I'm going to do my best to make sure that these plans come to fruition. I want to do my best as a Christian, as a leader in your community. Notwithstanding what the past was, you know, David Wallace was the one who built the fresh fry there in 8 Mile Rock. I forget the community. And he's saying that he wants to take that idea to the West End. There's no reason why, given our success with David Wallace, why he can't, with the assistance of his community leaders and the Free National
Movement. But that has been West End, though.
Yeah.
The entire road on Sunday is Sunset Village. Yeah. Every Sunday night, the entire road from you hit the Chicken Nest all the way down to Jack Tower Hotel. Mm-hmm. The entire road, we in the road. We eating barracuda. Yeah. So understand what I'm saying to you. The concept and idea of being able to create an identical space that's dedicated to solely being able to have this sort of a fish fry concept takes away from the community interaction that we have. I want to take this telephone call. Call us. You go give us a call. 323-623-2325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Ireland, toll free, 242-300-5720. That's if you ain't got no minutes. Give me a call, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello.
Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
good. You are the vice chairman of the FNM there with you.
Deputy chairman, yes, sir.
The deputy chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something to him, please.
Go ahead, he listening.
In 2017
mm-hmm.
to 2021
mm-hmm.
was the worst
mm-hmm.
government the Bahamas ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some 8 to 9 reverend gentlemen and
you
ladies.
You gotta quantify that. That's too broad. Give me some specifics. Hit me with some bullet points. Bop, bop, bop.
Closed down for 2 years.
Okay. Go ahead.
Scared to open back up. The PLP won that day and opened back up the country that night and nothing different happened.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Just wanted to manipulate and scare people out. Okay? Listen to me.
That's your first point.
I hear them saying something, but what they can now do in Vincennes.
Mm-hmm.
They had 5 seats in Vincennes. And every one of the member of parliament, including one of the senators, was ministers. Even Frederick McElvine was a minister in the church. Everybody's minister.
You're doing too much.
Okay,
they
did nothing for those people in Grand Bahama.
You're doing too much.
Now they believe they could go back up there with this one reverend gentleman. And see, I don't know the gentleman, so I had to call him reverend gentleman. I don't know him.
Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Grant, I heard about him. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk nothing about him because I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't use this innocent man.
Innocent.
To go in there to throw him on the mercy of the people. Now, they know the man has maybe a big congregation in that area. But let me tell you what those churches, even in New Providence, half of the churches is PLP and half is FNM. I don't care how good he can preach. I don't care how good he can sing. Damn people. Boy, I tell you, this same 2021 election gone. Then I hear the woman talking to our pastor. I say, you don't go to each church no more. The woman say, man, this politics time now. Sunday when I go to him, I listen to him.
That's it.
Don't get it mixed up.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. Is that the sentiment that we hear on the ground? Let's see if we can take the next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm doing fine.
How you doing?
You know, I was listening to Dawn Sanders from the show began, and I hear everything that was going on in the FNM, all of that stuff. But, you know, Dawn said that the Bishop Grant was on the ground, but I don't understand how the Bishop was on a talk show saying, you don't have no plans. His plans is what you have to go back to the people for a plan. But have you been on the ground all that time and don't have a plan? You don't know what your community needs? And you're surpassing our community? You know, it leaves one to wonder, how are you going to represent us? And, you know, and as a resident of Tall Pines, it's no surprise that Dawn would defend the Bishop, because the worst representation we've had in Tall Pines is between 2017 and 21, when Mr. Dawn Thomas was the member of parliament. Tall Pines was dead. And then, you know, people coming around saying, Dawn wants to come back. I said, come back where? And Tall Pines? I said, no, that can't happen.
I can let him respond.
Harder than that.
I can let him respond, my brother. Go on, take it from here. Go ahead.
My friend, this, I'm going to answer the last caller. When I campaigned in Tall Pines, I asked the people of Tall Pines what their wants and desires were. Issue with the dump landfill. And you say you live in Tall Pines. Before Dawn Sanders was your member of parliament, you was fighting fires and smell health issues. We delivered that in the first year. They said they wanted parks. I built 5 new parks, redeveloped another 4 or 5. We had a community center that helped young people. Homework center, we had educational programs, we put infrastructure, we did infrastructure work throughout the community. The communities have proper signage, and the list goes on. If you want to, go on our webpage and look at Tall Pines. 4 years, we did a tremendous work in Tall Pines. And so, I mean, I understand you may be a PLP and so forth, right? But it is what it is, my brother. We did our job. We did our work. We had challenged during that period. I happened to be in the member of parliament during maybe the most challenging time in the history of governance. And we were limited in a lot of ways and what we could have done. And so I don't know why he would come to that conclusion, but I'm quite happy with the results that we were able, the help we were able to give people in Tall Pines, hundreds and hundreds of food vouchers, et cetera, et cetera. But let's go back to this thing about Ricardo Grant in West Grand Bahama. Firstly, we didn't throw let's go back to your first caller, right? We didn't throw Ricardo Grant anywhere. He wanted to run in West Grand Bahama. He succeeded in the nomination. He was interested. He was on the ground for several months.
Was there anybody else who vied for a position?
He was the only one that presented his... The only one who presented. I'm sure it might have been other persons interested, but they might have said, hey, this is the best man to put on the ground, et cetera, right? You talk about the PLP opening up the country right after they won the election. This is after 2 years of COVID. The FNM government had already done the work to make sure that the country was in a position to be opened. We were in a position now to open the government after the elections. It just so happened that we lost. So the PLP would have benefited from all of the hard work that we would have done over those 2 years. And they're still benefiting from it. I mean, the economy was going in the right direction. We had 2.2 over 2% growth during that period, which we didn't see for years prior to the COVID. We had record numbers in tourism. We had record numbers. Our educational program was going very well. Yes, we understand that persons' liberties may have been taken away, and everybody didn't feel comfortable about that. All right, and so. And so I understand the frustration that the Bahamian people might have had or have had against us. But we felt that what we were doing was necessary to save lives and to keep the country safe and to keep our visitors safe.
Is there any merit into what he's saying? Because if right after the PLP won in September of 2021 and we saw sort of opening up right after, like the consecutive opening up right after, can it be said that the Free National Movement in their capacity and leadership was dragging their feet? Because when we look at the entire scope globally, there were so many things opening up and we were still left behind.
No. If you look at what was, I have to disagree with you with that. Disagree with you with that. We were in the process of opening opening the country. Most countries in this hemisphere and in the world was closed and was gradually opening as we were. This thing about locking down people, I mean, I don't know why the gentleman has kept his eyes closed as if America wasn't closed, as if South America wasn't closed, as if Europe wasn't closed, as if China wasn't closed, as if Russia wasn't closed, the world was closed. And most countries were still closed when we had election. And we were gradually getting to opening up gradually, like most countries. And so it's easy for you to now sit back and say, oh, the FNM kept us locked down, et cetera. Yeah, when you turn on the TV, New York was closed down. When you turn on the TV, Jamaica was closed down. All right? I think we were still working hard. We were doing our best to make sure that the economy was still... We were the only country in the Caribbean that did not lay off workers. We were still paying civil servants. Jamaica and Barbados, they were laying off people. All right? Our economy was still... I wouldn't say... Obviously, it wasn't striving the way it was prior, but we were still trying to keep things going and keeping people paid and keeping people fed. Millions of dollars in social service outreach. Persons from national insurance who weren't even paid up and who would normally not have been able to benefit from NIB. We said, listen, let's put that on the side. We have to take care of our Bahamian people. And we made opportunities available for them to get unemployment, social services outreach programs, and so forth. And so
the PLP benefited from the infrastructure in place.
Yeah, when we lost everything, they just went, click on the light. Push the key in the door.
Let me take a telephone call, yeah? Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. Telephone call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, Howard. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
I'm glad I could get you. Mm-hmm. Because I need to set the record straight as it relates to Garden Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I have here in my hand, looking at a note sent to Garden Hill members from the Deputy Chairman, Mr. Dawn Sanders, stating, at council last night, it was announced that Garden Hills will have an election in December. To this end, I propose we set those dates, meeting dates, all agree, and advise the National Party on the same. Once again, we will also include the Association Chairman in on the decision, making process so as to make sure this process is transparent and this saga will come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed these dates, September 19. There appears to be a meeting on the flyer circulating. October 16 is the next date I'm proposing with the leader as the guest speaker. November 14, is the next date I'm proposing with the national chairman as a guest speaker. This should take us into election. Dawn Sanders is wrong on this. Let me tell you why. There was no date given at council for any association date meetings for Garden Hill. Council don't do that. That is not in council preview to do. Any issues with the association is resolved at the executive level per the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the duties of the national chairman speak loud. The chairman shall be the chief executive officer of the party and subject to general directives from the executive committee, not the chairman himself. The executive committee give the general directions and shall superintend the general administration of the party. He shall preside over all meetings of the Central Council, I quote, the Central Council, and shall have overall responsibility for all parties' elections, including the Central Council, Constituency Association, Torchbearers, Youth Association, Women's Association, and shall designate.
So what are you saying should have been able to happen? What would you like to see happen? Talk to me about it.
The chairman, according to our Constitution, and I only speak as it relates to the Constitution, according to our party's Constitution, the association chairman shall call and preside over all meetings and shall have a casting vote.
Okay.
He shall appoint all committees,
okay,
standing or ad hoc,
okay,
not the national chairman or,
okay,
the deputy chairman or the council rep,
okay,
or the other executives. Only if the chairman is not in place, then the vice chairman take responsibility for calling the meeting.
Within the constituency.
Is not available, huh?
Within the constituency.
Within the constituency.
Okay.
The
so
vice chairman of
let
the
me let him respond to that.
Association have that responsibility. If the vice chairman is not available, then the executive get together and decide who will chair the meeting.
Well, let me let him respond to that. Well, I appreciate your telephone call.
Well,
thank you so very kindly for that.
Well, firstly, as I said, I was trying to mediate, and she was correct with some of the information she gave. I communicated with the chairman and told him, listen, this is what was decided by council. You were right there. In fact, we invited him in. He shouldn't even be in council. And the council said we can have this election in December, following the protocols of the association, right? I communicated that to the chairman. I shared that information with the executive. That list she gave of dates, that was not produced by Dawn Sanders, by the way. So her facts are not correct. Her statements are not correct. That was produced by the executive of Garden Hills. Those dates were already in stone by the executive of Garden Hills. I was
September
reminded,
19th, yes, October 16th,
yes,
and November 14th.
And on top of that, the council, which is the governing, the leading governing body of the Free National Movement outside of convention, decided and we agreed with her present and with the chairman of the association president that we'll have the elections. And they said we'll go through in the regular process. The third Tuesday of the month is when Garden Hills have meetings. So that 17th day of October was in line with what their process is. So I was merely reminding them. Secondly, thirdly, and I think this caller needs to remember, and she needs to note this, the executive of Garden Hills met a day or two prior to that date. A vote was taken as to whether they should continue on the 17th. More than 50%, I think, 8 to 4 voted that they would continue on the 17th with the proposed speaker. And so the chairman, having lost the vote in an executive, still believes that he has the right to decide when the meeting is going to be done. And for the record, the constitution of the Free National Movement does say that chairman should call the meetings, preside the meetings, right? You had a vice chairman at that executive meeting when they made the decision. Secondly, that doesn't give him the right to control the association. Right? He leads the executive. He only votes if it's necessary. He leads. He doesn't dictate to the executive. If 90% of the executive is saying this is the direction we want to go to, and he's the only one who said, I want to go jump off the bridge, then it means another 90% of them can jump off the bridge for him because he's the chairman. That is an intent of what the language of that constitution is. Look at what the intent is. He's the lead, and he should lead with the help with his office executive. 90% of the executive of Garden Hills wanted and voted for that meeting to be held. 90% of the executive of the Garden Hills voted for that list of dates to be given. The council of the FNM assured Garden Hills, based on the challenges they've been complaining about, to assist them and made a decision. She was right there. Made a decision that we're going to have election the first week of December. And we were basically following that protocol, following those instructions from the council and the leadership of the Free National Movement.
I want to read a couple of these texts that's coming through. It says, Howard, as I listen to this show, it gets interesting. It seems as though that the former MP, now Deputy Chairman Dawn Sanders, is intentionally misleading the public based on the lady, where the lady seems to have the facts in front of her. I remember Dawn from Golden Gates. Well, you know, these people have individual issues, I suppose. I'm not going to fight them. But I'm glad that you actually was able to kind of lay that out and let everybody know exactly what's
and that's,
what.
And, that, and that's the fact. And as I said to several people, one thing about your records from meetings can support me. The records from Garden Hills Executive can support me. Right? So if you have one individual, and I think, you know, you have one individual or two individuals pushing this issue, I want us to move on. Let's focus on West Grand Bahama and Bimini right now. All right? Focus on, even if that's an internal issue, which they failed to defend because the records reflect. And ask this question, Arvid. If we're having such an issue with Garden Hills, why is it that the chairman never has his executive with him supporting what he's saying? He's always by himself, with one other person who happens to be a significant other of him. If he was so right, if he was so strong, and why is it that nobody else from Garden Hills
would have been supported?
They would have been supported by the executive.
Okay.
All right? So let's get real here, right? And quoting one lines of the Constitution ain't gonna help, because the chairman of the Free National Movement has the responsibility to make sure the associations function, and as she said, make sure elections are held and in process.
Now let's talk about this. Whilst we're going to be able to dive into a deeper conversation of what needs to be able to happen,
West End and Grand Bahama.
I want to talk about West End and Grand Bahama, but
Bimini.
The last time we had a conversation with none other than the chairman, Dwayne Sands, there has been this kind of a circulation. I placed before him, is there a possibility of being able to see a general convention for the Free National Movement, and he indicated that not in the foreseeable future. Now, there's a text that just came through, and I'm compelled to ask this question. It says, Howard, can you ask the deputy chair of the Free National Movement, when will the convention be? The Free National Movement Constitution calls for a national convention every 2 years. When will the convention be? So have you planned that, or you want to be able to get through what's going on in the by-election first and then look at what's going to be able to go on?
I'm the deputy chairman. I don't speak behind the chairman, right? We will make a decision. Yes, there's a constitutional mandate, but as has been the case in both political parties, that date could be easily changed by the council. If necessary, we will have, no, it's not if necessary. When the time is right, we will address it. I follow what the chairman has said. There's no set date, and the Council of the Free National Movement will decide when we have those conventions. I mean, there was a period under Dr. Minnis, we didn't have convention for 6 years or 5 years, under other leaders. Those persons who are calling. In fact, I wish we soon have convention so that we could get rid of some of the people who are causing mischief for this body.
Well, now, all I done.
I intentionally said that because I know they're listening.
All I done. But you can be on that slate too.
Well, that's okay. I'm a Democrat. I believe in democracy. If the persons don't want me as their deputy, if I even decide to run. But if I put my name out there and they say they don't want me, I go.
All right.
But one thing I'm not going to do while I'm a member of the Free National Movement, I'm not going to bring down the party. I'm not going to publicize internal family issues out publicly. And I'm not going to support individuals in that effort, right? If I don't have something good to say about the Free National Movement, if I have something good to say about our candidate in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
You say nothing.
I say nothing. Or I say that on council. Okay. I don't go into public.
And let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I was disconnected. I will be challenging Dawn Sanders to show him how a deputy chairman should execute the Constitution. At the next convention. All right. Knows that. And secondly, Dawn Sanders and Dwayne Sands did the very same thing they're trying to do with Garden Hills in Fort Charlotte, where I live. I was the secretary, and the secretary provides the minutes and the register.
Why are you exposing an FNM business out on the radio, man? You should be ashamed of yourself. That's why you're not going to win. Because, babe, the FNM will not.
Hold on, let's go around.
Don, you have no say in the
business. Party business on the radio.
Don't tell me nothing but no party business. You have definitely talking party business and you're speaking the truth.
I appreciate your telephone call.
Listen,
y'all row in the console. Don't row on the radio.
I'm not rowing. Right? I'm just telling you.
Let's be decent, right? Because this is one of the issues that people feel as though has always troubled and followed the Free National Movement, an issue where the inability to kind of retain some of the issues that you have within the organization.
Yeah, what you calling? What you calling?
Always spilling out. That persons need to know your business. Let me take a telephone call. Let me take a commercial break. Let everybody cool down. I get back after this, right?
What you calling the
foundation? It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Join Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sunshine Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, chopping this down, having great conversation with none other than Dawn Sanders, the deputy chair for the Free National Movement, being able to put everything on the table with transparency. Can we keep this kind of confined to what's happening in West Grand Bahama and Bimini?
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because people are really interested. I believe that the country is really interested in seeing an organization that is adept, that is aligned, that is in tune with what needs to happen for the people of the Bahamas. I believe that the Free National Movement has been given an opportunity. And especially in 2017, there was an expectation under a new regime, under a new leadership, under a leadership that had no affiliation with being a lawyer of sorts and being able to see this new mindset move into leadership. There was an expectation that things would move in a different direction. It didn't. And whether that's as a result of the hurricane, whether that's a result of the lockdown, whatever it is, that the people of the Bahamas is still having an expectation for growth and development. So I want to be able to give them an opportunity to talk about these things. And we're in the midst of a by-election.
Yeah.
Now, in the midst of this by-election, we just need to know whether or not this candidate has the wherewithal to be able to take the entire thing. And whether or not he takes that based upon his relationship with the community. The question is whether or not he has the skills to pay the bills. Beyond his pastoral commitment, beyond his articulation, beyond his ability to kind of to hit you with the word of God, we need to know whether or not he's in tune with what needs to happen on the ground. I want to take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, Howard?
All is well.
Hey, Don Sanders, what's happening, man?
I'm good, sir.
Hey, listen, I want to piggyback on your call who talk about the business failure of the Venice administration. You know, in some regards, I am an F&M supporter, and I would be one of the first ones to say that the F&M failed the BMA people in some regards. They could have did a lot better in some areas. But at the same time, the F&M were greatly rewarded for their failures and the way they handled the BMA people by getting voted out. But let's take a look at the current administration. Let's look at what they are putting on the box for the BMA people right now. Let's look at the unprecedented taxes that the BMA people now face with. Howard, do you have a business license, a government business license?
Yes, sir, I do.
You try to get it renewed at the beginning of this year?
Yes, sir.
In some cases, it took up to 2-3 months before you get your business license renewed.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Let's look at the power bills. Look at the real property tax. They're now attaching your real property tax to your business license.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
On your rent. Where you're renting
from. On your
from.
Rent. You see mm-hmm. Let's look at the gasoline prices.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the food store prices.
Mm-hmm.
Look at boat registration. West End is a fishing village.
Mm-hmm.
West End is a fishing village. So if you care so much about the people in West Grand Marble, in order for you to get a new boat now, that's $3,000 to get your boat registered for the first time. $700 every year thereafter. From $20 to $700. Where's the justice in that for the communities like West End?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Let's look at the boat registration license again. West End is a fishing license. In order for you to get your boat or to water to your house or to wherever, you need to put on a trailer. So now you have to fly to Nassau, to sit a course. You got to pay for hotel, airfare, all that crap to go sit a course. Then you got to now pay for your commercial license.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. NIB increase is on the horizon. So the caller said that the last administration is the waste of the bomber. So in 2 years, look at what the damage this administration has done to the BMA people in 2 years.
Without COVID.
I appreciate you calling, my brother.
Without COVID, without hurricanes, every Bahamian, and whether it's your house or whether it's your business, is paying probably twice or three times more in power bills. Interestingly, the caller raised the issue regarding fishing communities. West Grand Bahama is pretty much, and Bimini, is very much a fishing communities. And he rightfully raised the issue in regards to these new taxes and the costs, et cetera, et cetera. They think that they tried to sell to the Bahamian people that they were doing them a favor by reducing VAT from 12 to 10%. But the reality is that what you're paying, how many expenses went up because breadbasket items have VAT, medical, education, right? So while it looks pretty in terms of the number from 12 to 10, your cost of living has gone up tremendously, right? So it's just a smoke screen. We have 2.5 more years of this government, and who knows what else we can be looking at. We have this serious issue with immigration that we've been talking about for several months now. All right, fiasco. I mean, one thing after the next, and so I think this opportunity to get Ricardo Grant elected in Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama, and Bimini. Will be a spark. That'll be the turning point when we win this election.
A spark for the F&M.
It's gonna be a spark for the F&M, and it's gonna be
for West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
I think he's gonna do a wonderful job there. I think he's gonna be a good representative there, and I think he's gonna be able to carry out a lot of these plans that he has. He's gonna be able to make those a success and the benefit of West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And I think that's going to take us into the election in 2026, where I think he's going to be reelected, and he's going to be able to, and we're going to win the government. So he's going to be in a better position to be able to, if he hasn't completed all of these projects, he's going to be in a better position to continue to do that work. Ricardo Grant is a fella from West Grand Bahama. He knows what's going on there. People are excited about his leadership. People are excited about his leadership in the future when he wins this election in 3 weeks. And I think that it's going to be a stepping stone for West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
I got to do this because I know all the players in here. I'm from this constituency, and I just want to be able to be as transparent as possible. The reason why there was significant agitation for Shane Gibson is because the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini has recognized with the proximity that former member of parliament and minister of tourism and eventually Minister of Social Services had to leadership. The proximity that Obi Wilshcombe had to leadership caused a few things to happen. Now, a lot of those things didn't even get completed, but the foundation was built and the infrastructure was started to being developed based upon his relationships. Pakisha Parker showed us in her particular capacity, West Grandma Muhammad Bimini, that her relationships could give a lot of platitudes, but not necessarily the action that those people desired in those areas. So the agitation for Shane Gibson is to be able to see a man of his caliber and proximity to leadership be able to bring something there. The question is, Ricardo Grant, in his capacity, both Kimsley and Ricardo, we ain't worrying about that. We ain't talking about Kimsley now, we're talking about Ricardo. Ricardo Grant, in his particular capacity, right now has no proximity to leadership because the Free National Movement ain't even in government. What could he possibly do in 2 years that could be able to change those minds of the people in West Grand Bahama and Bimini to afford him a second opportunity in 2026? Because this, like I said to you off air, this is just the battle. The victory is in 2026.
2 years. 2 years is a long time. The caller just called, showed you how dismal things could get in 2 years. I'm putting to you that there's going to be some benefit. There's going to be some positive things done in the next 2 years through Ricardo Grant. Just as the PLP has failed us in at least last 2 years, and you say, well, what could be done in 2 years? Well, mm-hmm. they have a load of failures. We're going to be able to turn that around. We're going to be able to turn that around with Ricardo Grant with these positive projects, and he's going to be able to succeed in those projects. Now, proximity, I agree with you. We're not in government, but that doesn't mean that you can't have good representation because you're not in government. He would have access to constituency funds. He would have access to other ministers in the government, be it they're not a part of his team, but he could be the advocate, and I think he's a good advocate to be able to say to the Minister of Works, listen, man, y'all said, and that's how I would approach it. Y'all said that y'all going to do these things through your candidate. He lost. Let's continue to do these things. Here are some of my projects. Make it happen. Because I know that the grant that the MPs get is still very limited, though it was increased. He's not going to be able to do much, especially these plans he has with those constituency grants. So he's going to have to align himself with the relevant ministers to make these things happen. And this will be a stepping stone. And I think the people of West End...
You think he could do it as a novice politician?
He has an opportunity to do it. We had some novice politicians in both in the Free National Movement and in the PLP, and they were able to do some things. And so I think people will judge him for his victory his victory again in 2026 based on his work that they see him doing in these 2 years. I say again, he might not get 100% of them completed, but they're going to make that judgment call. And I'm saying again, based on the track record of the Free National Movement and what we do and how we treat family islands, I think he's going to be in good stead. Based on his track record as a leader in that community, I think he's going to be in good stead.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, caller, how you doing?
All right, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, this is Grenville Morley, Chairman for Gardeners.
Okay, Mr. Morley, how you doing, sir?
Hello?
How you doing, Mr. Morley?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I want to refute some things that Deputy Chairman said on the radio.
You sure you don't want to do this in the council, Mr. Morley?
Hello?
I want to ask you, you sure you don't want to do this in the council? I know he put some things on the table. Someone called in. But you sure you want to take this to the council?
You already had an opportunity to do it in front of the headquarters.
I just want to know.
As an FNM, you should be focused on winning West Grand Bahama and Bimini if he's a good FNM.
That's a personal question.
If you're a good FNM, these internal matters could be left.
Mr. Molly, I can give you space. But I'm asking you whether or not you want to use this platform that speaks to the entire country.
I just don't think that is fair that the Deputy Chairman said that lies on.
You could ask me to note the lies because I don't want anybody to think that I'm lying. The facts support me. When you call somebody a liar, you'd be able to.
Me and the executive and myself, we sat down and we planned as to when we're going to have meeting, executive meeting, and I appoint committees and it was agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
It was agreed on by the executive.
the full body of executive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no puzzle as to when the meeting is going to be. So that there was fast in the soup.
What?
Okay.
What there? Did your executive agree that the meeting would be on the 17th?
Mr. Molly, I don't do this.
I want to talk about West Grand Bahama.
Hold on.
I want to talk about how we could win and how we could support our candidate.
Hold on, Don. 2 seconds. Mr. Molly, I want you to do this for me, okay? I got your number. I want you to take my number, 827-0111. We can give you an opportunity to have this conversation today. I want to talk about West End and Bimini. Is that okay? 827-0111. Palm got my number. Send the number to you.
827-0111.
Palm, send the number to him, please. Thank you, Mr. Molly. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I won't do this. I won't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I won't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I won't give everybody an opportunity to be able to talk about these things. I do not want you to unravel whatever the issues you all have and the Free National Movement out here for the entire public. We only want to talk about West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to push the envelope because I don't know whether or not this is another rhythm that the FNM is going through just to be able to present a candidate, or whether or not this candidate has the wherewithal to be able to lead the Free National Movement to victory. Because this victory, if it's going to be in the rhythm of how it existed in every other iteration of elections, this could actually depict whether or not the Free National Movement sees victory in 2026.
Yes, yes. And that's why we're taking it so serious. That's why we think, and as we walk on the streets, we think we got the best candidate. And I think that's probably why persons who may have been thinking about running, they might have been like, you know what, I think I've stepped back. Let's go to Ricardo Grant. He's on the ground. People love him. He has a history of service.
I got 17 calls.
Yes, he has a history.
That says, Howard, why you ain't run?
Well, why didn't you run? You was a real grand too.
Well, don't make it because I said grand. I said grand.
No. You're a West Grand Bahama young man also, and maybe you should have put your name in there.
Politics is a lot.
Yeah,
I think I've had my fill.
You had your fill.
I think I did. Right.
Well, I want you to support your cousin. I think your grants are all cousins.
I can be
now,
honest with you. I said this, and I'm not going to pull back from this. I can be honest with you. I say this, and I'm going to be very clear with this. I believe, based upon my mind and based upon what I know about the constituency and the community, that Bishop Ricardo Grant may be victorious in November 22nd. I believe that he may be victorious in November 22nd. However, I also believe that, based upon the information that comes to the forefront, he may not be victorious at the real battle in 2026.
I think given
this, just some, this is what I believe.
I think they're going to judge him on what he does in these 2 years. And I think knowing him, speaking with him, and hearing what his history on the ground, I think he's going to be successful.
You got 2 years.
I think he's going to be successful.
You got 2 years to fulfill any promises. Okay, so let's talk infrastructural development. In 2 years, can you develop, without the purse of the government, can you develop this kind of a infrastructure for youth to be able to come into? No, you can't.
I think as a member of parliament, you could agitate and push and use some of your constituency funds to at least start the process of this.
And then let the PLP cut the ribbon. Because that's the only thing that's going to happen.
Well, no. He's the member of parliament. Is this about who is cutting the ribbon, or is it about helping your community? As far as I'm concerned, I don't care who cut the ribbon. Once my community is benefiting from it, right? And once they know that this is something that we would have worked together on. And so agitating for West End Airport to be opened is a good thing. I mean, I was not a cabinet minister when I was member of parliament for Tall Pines. But every parliamentary meeting, every opportunity I had, I was drilling down Dr. Minnis, drilling down the Minister of Environment, drilling down the Cabinet of the Bahamas, drilling down my colleagues that, hey, we committed to having this landfill dealt with. And I did it every day. And I pushed it, and we did it in a year and a half. All right? I drilled in the head of my cabinet colleagues. I was not a cabinet minister. I was deputy speaker. But I drilled in their heads, we need to do some infrastructure work in Tall Pines. We need to get some of these parks developed because we have these areas designated for parks. So through my constituency funds and through some of the assistance of Parks and Beaches and Ministry of Works, we were able to get some things done in 2 years, right? And so you don't necessarily have to be in government to be able to lead and to be able to bring about some changes in your community. And so I'm sure Bishop Grant and IFNM, we know that he will only have 2.5 years to make an impact strong enough that when he goes back before the people, if he's granted that opportunity through the association, through the party, you'll be judged on that. And we're going to be there to help him. We're going to be there to help him, and we can be able to, and I know his colleagues in Parliament will be there to push and to agitate, because 75% of IMPs are from Grand Bahama. And so the leader of the party is from Grand Bahama. And so I would say, I mean, after Bishop Grant wins, his first job, my view, is to go shake some hands with the ministers, say, listen, the election is over. Let's build Grand Bahama. Let's build West Grand Bahama and Bimini. We might be of different political persuasions, political parties, etc., but let's focus on the people. And, mm-hmm. and when you build those relationships, then you may be able to, with your own spirit, with your own financial assistance, and with the help of the government, hopefully, because if they care about the Bahamian people, they care about West Grand Bahama and Bimini, they would assist as best as they can. And so I want to just say that I believe he's going to be able to deliver on these promises. I believe he's going to be able to deliver on these plans, right? And I think people in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, knowing Bishop Grant, Bishop Ricardo Grant, they feel that he is the best man to represent them.
Let me read a couple of these texts. So it says, good day. Why doesn't the gentleman tell the people the truth? If his candidate wins, he will only go to Parliament to make laws. What laws does he or his party have in mind to pass to improve West Grand Bahama and Bimini and the Bahamas in general? Like you say, Howard, he's just giving us cookie cutter answers, talking and not saying anything. This is a text that's coming through. Let me see if I can read another text before we get out of here. So it says, good afternoon, Mr. Grant and Mr. Sanders. The lady who just called, whom I shall not name, is an indication of what's wrong in today's FNM. No decorum or respect or for persons holding elected office. The party is bigger than any individual or their pursuit for power. This is a text that's coming through. This is, good afternoon, Howard. Tell the deputy chairman of the family, don't have people calling and running own cut them off. Don't air the party's business in public. I suppose that, I don't know what it's supposed to mean. So it says, tell Don Sanders to mature up. His approach is wrong. As a chairman, he's supposed to be unifier and to execute in such a way that brings healing and unity. He is acting like the people he's complaining about and only providing crass entertainment for us out here. This is Texas coming through. Did I just hear Don Sanders say that he wants to get rid of the FNM supporters? That is not a mature position to take, Mr. Sanders. Political parties need every voter. Come on, guys. Let's stay focused and democratic. This is the text that's coming through. And then it says, good afternoon. Can I ask you a question? Why in the world are you all on the air with this dirty laundry business? Shouldn't you just do this behind closed doors? This is crazy. This is some information that's coming through. I think the entire country, like I said to you, Don, I'm going to be very clear, and I'm going to let you take this last 2 seconds out. The entire country waits with bated breath to see the Free National Movement of yesteryear, the freedom fighters whose focus on democratic growth and progression that's actually leading with this kind of stability into the future. And for far too long now, there seems to be, the perception is that there's turmoil in the Free National Movement. Can you commit that the Free National Movement is on the right course for growth and development, and that you're going to be able to be victorious, not only in November 22nd, yes, but definitely in 2026? Talk to me about it.
I think we will. I think we would start off this victory train in West Grand Bahama and Bimini with Ricardo Grant. I think that we can continue. We're going to be focused. It's tempting to answer some of those, but I've always been someone who tried to mediate. That's why I reached out to that particular chairman. I've always been someone to try unify, and that's why I try to be as fair and as clear as I could be. When I talk about getting rid of them, I talk about getting rid of those persons in terms of their office in the party, not getting rid of them as FNMs. Because they use their office to influence other persons to do exactly what they're doing now. Instead of focusing on winning and supporting Ricardo Grant and winning West Grand Bahama and Bimini, where our focus should be. The Free National Movement is still the best choice for this country. Michael Pindad is still the best choice. I think we're going to see that in the coming weeks in our campaign in West Grand Bahama and Bimini with Ricardo Grant. I want to say to those persons in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, a vote for Ricardo Grant is a vote to show the Free National Movement that we are serious about moving this country forward. It's a chance to show the PLP that we're not going to tolerate and continue to help you bring this country down in terms of Bermuda Gate, the power, the increase in power bills, the immigration fiascos, the illegal borrowing of monies through Ministry of from the Central Bank, and the list goes on. Wow. Ricardo Grant and this opportunity in West Grand Bahama presents. West Grand Bahama and Bimini presents an opportunity. Let's get together, FNMs. Let's support Ricardo Grant. And I say to the Bahamas, it's been a pleasure, really.
I enjoyed this, my brother.
It's been a pleasure. And when you come on these shows, you take some blows, especially as a former member of Parliament, right? But that's a part of what you do, and that's a sacrifice you make. And it's been a privilege to serve, and it's going to be continue to be a privilege to serve the Free National Movement, but more importantly, this country.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. Thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little bit more getting into people business from a political standpoint. I am grateful for the opportunity, and I thank you for your participation. Guys, stick and stay for Z Live right after this. See you tomorrow. Godspeed.